shout the month of dominion, total victory, hallelujah. Shout, it doesn't matter how long my enemy lives. I shall be the one who buried my enemy finally, hallelujah. Really appreciate God this morning to our here this morning. God make it possible to see the first Sunday month of September. Call the King of Glory. Call the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Worship I am that I am, the first and the last, the beginning and end, the Alpha and the Omega, the Money Science, Money Person, Money Potent, our Restorer, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Father, our God. Father, there's no one like you. No shall be like you. You are the same God of yesterday and forever. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. Our thousands of times cannot thank you enough, Daddy. All you have done for us for the whole 8 months. No accident. No life that lost. Despite all the bad dreams, bad vision, revelation, God will not allow one to come to pass. He keep us from journey to this day. Many of you travel to one state to another. We say they turn back alive. The people who left behind before you travel, we meet them healthy and strong. Please appreciate God. Appreciate Him for His love. Appreciate Him for divine cover over all of us, both our relations, our relatives, our nephew, our cousin, our father, our mother. I appreciate God. There's no man that can do the same, only God alone. Our prayer cannot do it. Our fasting cannot do it. Except only God. Appreciate His love. Say, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Say, corner keeping God that can never fail. Only God cannot fail in duty. Very kind, very nice, very good, very passionate. All power belongs to Him. Please appreciate Him. For His goodness, for His kindness, for His love. Appreciate him. It's a wonderful God. It's a good God. Father, we thank you. Father, I appreciate you for everything I've done in our life. We appreciate you because not you that have been our side. I don't know what I shall say today. Father, we thank you. Appreciate him. In Jesus' name, you are worshiped. I'm sorry for the enemy. If you believe God is, if you believe what God can do, fear no death. That's what I say, fear no death. Like you are panicked to say it. Look at someone and say, because die and God cannot die in second time. Me and my family, we will not die before our time. Do you believe it? Our topic this morning is very brief. Remember, I told you yesterday we closed by 12. Because of our Thanksgiving today, I'll pray, and I believe God will answer. God who preserved you to see today, the same God will stand by you to see many years to come. The hour has come for enemy to be killing people. Many things have been released to the air to waste many ignorant Christianity. Because God is our side and God's with us. Whatever they release, whatever they defend, by the power of God who accepted on earth, both their agents and their servants, their arrows shall kill them together. All the blood soakers, who their tank will be soaking people's blood, who manipulate serpents and pythons, I say congratulations to them. Only they repent and change. They refuse to continue with all the penitent wicked hearts. This month shall be their final burial in Jesus' name. Please, as I begged you yesterday, from today begin to beg anyone to come to the church. Please, many things will happen from now. But thank God we are the canopy under grace. Make Jesus Christ walk 24 hours. Your family, your people that answer your father's names, those already married another family, their children, their husband, and anybody that is very good to you, your friend, your neighbors. Unless enemy can turn the doors of the ground. If they cannot, you will not hear battles over one another in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to relax and balance and have more confidence to yourself. Nothing will touch you. I'm not begging you. I say nothing will touch you. Our topic this morning, we call it God will preserve those who appointed to die. What do I call it? If you mean it, say it loud and clear. That's right. Pick your Bible quickly. Judges chapter 1, verse 25. Judges 1, verse 25. Judges chapter 1, verse 25. Are you there? I want my daughter to read first so that you can read it properly after she finishes. Listen carefully.
Praise the Lord. Judges chapter 1, verse 25. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all his family.
They do what?
They let go the man and all his family.
There's somebody here among the family that will die this year. That will see today, that will not see the end of this year. Who will see the end of this year, that will not see the beginning of next year. Or they will not see the end of next year. Man, it's your family and my family in Jesus' name. In that city, they declare a city anyone as a stranger should be killed. But these people enter there. A killer protected them. A killer preserved their life not to be touched. The spirit of death that are moving from this member month to December. By the time she comes to your doorpost, you go right to the front of your house, this family, long life forever. Believe that's a better amen. Raise your voice and shout like this. Okay, everybody together. Before I pray, everybody, read this now. Let's go. Where the messenger of God is in charge, if your death comes near you, it will do you turn. The sharp arrow that enter your pastor waist. You see, stand here, share testimony. He killed somebody on Tuesday from Lagos. Before they get me, they said, try. No way. But the man is somebody more, I know they like truth. But that's why they know if he gets me, I don't know. Just the same way. He dropped from the vehicle to buy some supermarket. He shouted, ah! What was that? He said, something didn't enter his waist. And get to hospital. And then you wake up, say, it's okay. You don't do okay. And then let's go home. She slumped and died. I beg you, it's a big testimony. Because it's not know the root. Ordinary head, doesn't shout, and he died. Ordinary boy, he had killed thousands of people. Common fever, malaria. He had taken many people. But your own case, you are still alive. Let me clap for Jesus Christ. In that hand, if you are not brought that hand, you don't have forgotten that. Amen. It doesn't matter who direction the dead is coming. Whether to lift your leg up for you to fall and die. Whether to push you out for just a dizzy. And you cannot see properly again and you die. Because of Jesus Christ alive. It will too late for you to die young in Jesus' name. Sleep and die is not your portion. Before you die, you gather all your children, grandchildren, and children together. And bless them like Jacob. And die in old age. Can you raise your voice and shout like this? Say, every angel of death in the month of September. Can you loud and clear? Hear the word of the Lord. My family and I reject you. Go back to your sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Go back to your sender. In Jesus' name, you pray. Notice this. Many of you that are writing, be careful. You better pray before you be the writing. Okay. You shouted the second loud and clear. Graveyard messenger. Can you shout the prayer with only anger? Asking for my head. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Every day your messenger. Asking for my head. Asking for the head of my wife. My sheep, my grandchildren. My son, my son, my children's sheep. Asking the head of my mother. My children's sheep. Open your mouth and pray. You are a liar. Command you to die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. I beg you, pray today. You pray today. So that your testimony, you will many give of Satan to God. By the time they hear what you said, they know that all power belongs to who? Say, spiritual assassin. Physical assassin. Can you say it again? Your voice is very cool. You are not praying like somebody who wants something to happen now. Assigned over my life and my family in this month of September. You are a liar. Kill yourself in the name of Jesus. I command you to kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Kill yourself by fire. Kill yourself. In Jesus' name, they are dead. Whosoever that climbed a rock that higher than me. Whosoever that climbed a pillar that higher than me. Can I hear you now? Can you say with bully anger? Others will use it to press my body down. To be weakening it from inside. To be killing it slowly. You are a bastard. Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Command us to die. Yes, 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 yes. You are a bastard. You are a liar. Die. Die. What am I to pray? Aha. In Jesus' name, pray. Let me stop here small. I can give you a very brief message. Message I will continue next week. That you worship God and then continue because of today's Thanksgiving. So I can go room for Thanksgiving so that our testimony will be complete. Look at yourself, say, I know myself. Because God created my mother womb, and enemy is not away. Therefore, the secret of death, slow dead, quick dead. That in the hand of my enemy. They want you to attack me. My wife. My children. Children in my house. My parents. My mother's children. My mother's grandchildren. My mother's son-in-law. My mother's daughter-in-law. My mother's children's children. Or the God-fearing member of the church. Whosoever. Now I want to push you to graveyard. Or want to terminate our life with accident. You are number one liar. Because God liveth and sits alive by fire seven times. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When I come into your presence, I'm so happy.
When I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence there is anointing, and your spirit moves around me. In your presence, anointing reigns on you. When I come, when I come in presence, I'm so happy. When I come, when I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, there is no anointing, and your spirit moves around me. In your presence, anointing brings. When I come, when I come into your presence, I'm so happy. When I come, when I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, there is an anointing, and your spirit.
God will protect our life, secure us, guide us, and see us through. From the beginning of this year to this day, Father, you will say in your word, Hebrews 13:8, by the same God of yesterday, today, and forever, who that keep us alive from January to August, that the, with your mercy, we therefore all to December in the name of Jesus. With your mercy, help us. I would like that celebrate on 1st Sunday, September 2018. All of us, our children, our wife, your husband, our relations, relatives, brothers and sisters, all people that answer our father names, all our relations, our help wants, Lord, may be alive. 2019, the same month like this, in the mighty name of Jesus. Right? All the rest of Jesus Christ, in Matthew 28, 1 to 10, whosoever among us, no one knows unknowingly, or our nation relatives, our loved one that will die, that will make to shed tears this year, that will make us to end their bad or in sad, it terminates away today in the name of Jesus. It's canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we cannot thank you enough. You're on the road every day. You go office every day. You go work every day. Lord, there's no day will not cross street, you not cross road. Let's find this express way here that is very terrible and dangerous. From 2008 to this day, you never cut any danger among our member, and you never cut anyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Like all that of our community and children, I pray for all of us that are here, our mother should, all of us, Father, like Noah, wife and children in Ark, till you die in old age, after them pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether you follow plane or enter train, or you go to vehicle, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he shall be ahead of our journey in the mighty name of Jesus. He shall be there with us in the mighty name of Jesus. He shall come with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Anywhere I want to go this year, Daddy, may you go ahead of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Attack. Swing battle. Swing attack. Any sort of deadly attack that will cause us to be dead in our life, in our midst. But I mean, where we see this year, we'll not see the end of this year, or we'll not see the next year. By the power of Jehovah, who can do undo? Only God can do unreversible. Today, it terminates away in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not labor in your children in vain. By the grace of God, you will hold on to your parents in the name of Jesus. All our children, no matter how you live, they will hold on to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Unless Abraham buried Isaac, if Isaac that buried Abraham, you decree and declare, you will bury our parents in old age. All our parents' children shall bury our parents in old age. Our children shall bury us in old age. We will not bury anyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We will return glory to you. You don't know how to teach, you don't know how to preach. It's your mercy that helps us. I just want to go for this little psalm of Father, please, Holy Spirit, take over and take control. The message will not turn against our family, our member, in the name of Jesus. If there's any power here, we want to today message against anyone against us. By the grace of God, you will take and carry it in the mighty name of Jesus. Attack our attacker. Trouble our troublers. Let every arrow enemy recompute our miss. Suddenly, may God answer a million times and kill the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. I take us over the blood soaker that soaked the blood of our wealth, that soaked the blood of our prosperity, that soaked the blood of goodness, that soaked the blood of our strength. We're going to be getting strength to be living fresh and whole. Your end is now. I command our blood to be a poison in their bodies and to end their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. He gives all the glory. And I pray for our children, like other Samson, in Judges chapter 14, 5 to 6. Every animal that attacking our children, every animal that comes into the presence of our children, whether in the church or after the church, cast any different kind of animals that is sent by human beings to hold them, to harm them, by the power of God, it shall die in the name of Jesus. The God of Samson shall tear them to pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. The power that descends the animal shall die in the mighty name of Jesus. This one shall turn against them, walk against them, and put their back on the ground and bury them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name, we worship. Shout a better hallelujah. Amen. Sit down in your father's house and relax. I thank God that you are here for good, we are not here for evil. And I thank God, despite what the enemy is doing day and night, they have conspiracy, they have everything, God deal with us. And you are saying, move forward, we are continuing to move forward. And I want to thank all the women who follow my instruction. That's why I stand here looking at their dressing. I want to assure you, you will never be a widow in Jesus' name. Because you obey my instruction. That's why my mouth is very tough like thunder and fire. You can see I talk anyhow. But you see, bear with me and say, no. This man say the truth. I love it. By the grace of God, your children will make you proud tomorrow in Jesus' name. I want to beg you, what I'm doing here is for me and you, not to miss heaven. What I'm doing here for our children, I want to be a messenger of their friend tomorrow. What I'm doing here, in the day of trouble, if you call on him, he will answer us. Please, don't let anybody to deceive you. Don't paint your face. Don't use foundational powder. Leave your faith as God creates you. Have a normal powder that is natural, that's not mixed with another thing. And then dress well. Have a good cream. Have a correct soap that will make your body to be shiny. Please, don't open your breast. Don't open your back too much. Let it be the normal. That if anybody says, yeah, this person, you have fear of God. In your leg, don't let your leg to be open. That will use your handkerchief to cover your leg. In this place, we are not welcome trousers. We are not welcome a wicked jeans or a wicked skirt. In this place, not welcome at all. Women, this place, don't open your armpits. It's very terrible and bad. Wizard, a bandage, so-called blood. They use it to study people and to blind their eyes. So please, you know, another man to be look another in the armpits of a woman. It's a poison, it's an arrow of destruction. So in this place, it's not welcome. Time will still come by grace of God. I'll teach all of you this. It's not fair. If you come to the house of God, it's not a house of disco or house of party. It's a house of God. Let us fear God. If in your room, in your parlor, you can wear 90 pints, walk everywhere, nobody will question you. Anybody who questions you, you need to arrest and lock you up. But in the house of God, fear God. Because whatever you do, God's watching you. And you will give account of your doing to your maker. So because of your children, please, let us dress well. Let us dress well to put the devil to shame. It doesn't matter how he will take us. If your time is coming, God will help with us and then bless us day and night. And I feel for the women who make me proud today. I'm so happy today. All my children were embarrassed two weeks ago while she's away. I see them today. They are looking like like a first lady of Nigeria. Let me clap for them, Joe. Let me clap for them. Men, if you are not jealous, clap for them. They are looking good. Inside, while I stand there, I'm happy inside my belly. I'm happy. God will make you happy forever in Jesus' name. Please, some people don't run away. Let them run away. They have no choice. Because if they go where they go, they still don't come back. They belong to us. They are a member. They will come back. Truth cannot be hiding. So if you continue to pray for them, they will come back. So by the time they meet you, you don't become first lady of Nigeria. That they will begging you to help them to get job. And so it will be in Jesus' name. So God bless you. So today, I have a meeting with all men. At least that meeting will be canceled. In that meeting next Sunday, I want to see all the church members. So of you, whether you're a new member, old member, just wait. I want to tell of you, because I'm dressing, you know, ask some few minutes so that you go. I'm begging you, as a woman obeyed last Sunday, you can see testimony now. So I will not say too much. I'll tell the man to come. I don't know where he's been. I don't see him this morning. To come and change testimony. So I don't see your husband. I know where your husband is. Where your husband? You don't go? You're at home. This is a good dad. It's still a male. Just hallelujah. Wow, see, put on. Who's going to come? Just hallelujah. All right, this brother can join. Okay. You'll go and come in peace in Jesus' name. Me and talk to the night. Talk to the prepare. I understand. So, all everybody should wait. I'd like to see you after the service. Because I'm dressed. Please. Who can tell me the topic again? The topic I tell to feed this one. Who can tell me again? No, if you know you do like this, as a good student. Correct. Sit down. Say, God will preserve me from dying young. Say it to yourself loud and clear. And the question is this, answer is this. It's not the will of God for you to die before your time. It's not the plan of God for children of God to die young. It's not a God mission or a vision or God agenda for children to bury without fulfilling their destiny. In every death that cut people short, there's a thing that behind it. Number one, it can be yourself. Number two, it can be your foundation. Number three, it can be a forces of darkness. You want to be addition as number four, as you say God. God cannot kill anyone if he lives obedient life before God. I repeat, God cannot kill anyone if he lives obedient life before God. God cannot kill you. Will you obedient life? If you do this, you do. Don't do this. Don't go there. Stay here. Don't do this. Don't do that. And you obey. No way. God cannot kill you. He will continue to give you life until fulfilled. Now, why this three power end people's life before their time? After God has given you a promise for you to live good and see your children's children. After God has given promise that you will see your children and your children. That's your grandchildren and your great grandchildren. But why today it happens to some and some is not so? It's because of Christians, their ignorance of their spiritual life. In every day, that's a sign. Sign number one as a human being, for you to notice, you will see that in your life, death is coming. Number one, if you experience weakness in the body, you wake up, or you sit down, or you are driving, or you stand, you discover your body is weak from inside. It's a signal of death. Do something quick. React immediately. Rebook immediately. Reverse it immediately. Terminate it immediately. Don't be sure that you share it to somebody before you rebook it. Unless your pastor, your true, honest prayer partner, that is not a skeleton of Satan inside him or her. Immediately you close it to someone, without rebooking it, reverse it, permit it, return it to where it's coming from. Let me tell the truth. Amen is done. What is amen? The person will surely die. Ignorance number one. Ignorance number one. Number two. The sign if death is coming. If your tongue, you wake up in the morning, want to sleep in the night, discover your tongue is bitter, like bitter cola. You don't drink anything bitter. You don't take bitter cola. You don't take, what do you call that one? Be bitter cola. What do you call that one? The other small one. No, maybe that's my pepper. Again, another one again. I thank you. You're not taking, it's not, you are not taking, you not drink something that's bitter. You discover, you wake up in the morning, you want to sleep, your mouth, your tongue is bitter. That is, that somebody somewhere is working on your behalf to kill you. Your body, who's your body? Your shadow. If anybody the key is your shadow, the someone. They will draw a shadow to themselves and using him against you. That's why anyone that wants to bury, you cannot see his shadow follow him. Never. Go and watch and see and challenge me. No dead man is shall follow him again. It's not possible. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody is there. Is it poison, poison of water? Poison of acid? Poison of anything in your mouth to kill your spirit? And your shadow is returning back. It's right on your behalf. That's why now it acts in your physical body. For a spiritual understanding human being who understands the sign of death, immediately you start to book something. I'll tell you later what to do, what to say, how to react, how to return it. But some, the first thing they will do, they will run to pharmacy. Some, the first thing to do, they will call their doctor. Some, the first thing to do, they are running to where there's no answer to the solution. The first thing for you to do is to call the God who has the key of death. Don't share it to anyone until you reverse at least 15 minutes of prayer to go back to sender. Number three of signal. If I see all those things, death is coming. If you are always experiencing sharp headache, what is it? Discover I don't do any hard labor. You are not under strong. Why are you going to pay for nothing? You take tablet, you take everything, nothing. You just go. After some minutes, you come back again. That's a signal. Number four, if we explain this, that is coming. If you're under your feet, it just gets cold. That is coming. Or it now strong like house block suddenly. You are touching it, it's strong. Something that's soft like paper. That is strong like house block. Death is an ant. Quickly, and good things I'll tell you later. Fail to do that. It possibly will not happen that day. And then you allow it to settle down. You feel the time for you to enjoy what you live for in life. Or the time you are balanced or happy. Or you are about to be enjoying your testimony from nowhere. It can be accident, it can be string gun, it can be anything. The person will just go. There's no dead, there's no green signal before a manifest of any individuals. No dead. Are you following me at all? Number what? Number five. Who signal your body will show if death is around the corner? If death around you. If you are now lose your memory. You will not remember things again. Or now you say, give me something. I say, cost of I say, come, give me this. And the person came. He said, what is it? Why are you say, sir, ma, now you say, you say, no, I didn't say anything. Beloved, what you did? It's already in the front of the door. Don't forget this. Now, write a physical signal. What was the spiritual signal? If death is around you, if you don't want to take an innocent person, a bright future, a destiny child, someone want to bring salvation, deliverance, revival, authority to the family, a changing story of family, what's the ritual signal? If in the dream we see this, we see a door open. God sometimes you to pray and let God open your door. Or I know be so. I know be every door good to open. In case you dream we see this, church door open. And as we open, as we see outside, everywhere white. Everywhere white. Like a crowd in the morning. Everywhere white. No see anybody, just everywhere white. That's a graveyard. If not be you, if it be somebody in the house that very important that if you die, all your life will cry forever. If it be one of your relations, one of your relatives, one of your family that is the whole family depends that is a breadwinner of the family, is about to go. And that one, it happened immediately. That means that the person already in graveyard. God look who will intervene for the person to send back. So when it's something like that, wake up. Don't share to anybody. Pray 15 minutes before you tell your wife, before you tell your husband, and then before you begin to share it to anyone or your general overseer. Please. Because that son dead. The time for you to pray, when you explain it by talking, you go too late to reverse. Dead have no time to be wasted. Very fast, very quick, and very moved like a jet. Two, signal in spiritual realm. If you see yourself in the dream, where you are walking and your feet no touch ground. We are walking. We are walking as a human being. Nothing. If you are walking, we are walking like this. But when you are walking, your two feet no touch ground, and you are going. You wake up in the dream. Beloved, the person is about to go. Or the person already died. They're about to put the final stand in the person's face. And God now should it. You are just an ordinary body. You are already there. Oh yeah, do something quick. Because God can reverse anything. If you can reverse Lazarus after 4 days, and she reverse Jesus Christ after 3 days, that's not that God will reverse. So say, quickly do something fast before it's too late. But we just think, yeah, some people say a jaga-jaga dream. That's not like a jaga-jaga dream. Dream is the revelation of what is coming, or what about to happen, or what happened in the past. Whether you take it, don't take it, you will see the action tomorrow. So take it very serious. That's what many Christians don't know the knowledge today. And knowledge they don't have the meaning to die before their time. If you have this knowledge and keep it and work on it, let me tell the truth. Nobody can keep for your time. People in the world, these are wizard cortex. I'm not talking about these small cutting in the school, they're killing themselves. No, those will not be cutting. All those I call them area boys. They don't know nothing. A true cultist can never use anything to hurt anybody. They do their own thing in spirit, not physical. So they know all those things. But Christianity, because what they just offer is vision, miracle, signs and wonder. The important thing that is better than miracle, signs and wonder and vision, they will refuse to know it. If you know this, and keep it and work on it, nobody can bring sorrow to your home and your generation. Now, number what? Number three. The signal is the dream. That if you see it in dream, I beg you, don't let anybody to deceive you. Do something quick before it go too late. If you see yourself in the dream in one room, in that room there's no window, and then everywhere dark, and you didn't come out before you wake up, that's a coffin. That is a coffin. The person is inside the coffin already. I'm not giving panic in your heart. Are you afraid? Can I stop? I see some people are shaking. Some people, your face is changing. All of you, are you okay at all? Can I go ahead?
I swear, don't see fire and water.
What you go fear him again?
Yeah, don't die some years ago. 3 days, wake up on Sunday. So that's why I say I love God like never before. Now be mindful my hair here. So Emeka and Ojuku, and then kill me that Friday, and then on Sunday, They want to bury me. Policeman say no. Somebody tell him they should leave me. And they know where to find me. That I know no answers. I refuse to do work of God. I'm still doing my own work. That's okay. That is I made a death long years ago. And I died for main road and then police take me to the general hospital. So I wake up on Sunday, 11 o'clock in the morning. So no death fear me. So I don't see things. So God can bring me back. Nothing can make me fear. So I'm telling the secret of life. If one really prayer. If you don't know this secret, you go pray and pray, you will still die before your time. But if you know it, you go to pray and then dead, you will run back from you. I pray for somebody again. May God on heaven open your eyes to know the right thing in Jesus' name. Which I call the church. No? Which I call the church? Eh? May you see your children. Me? I'm not going to mess you. I no go poly because my father died young. Me, because I no go poly, I no go university. I stop in secondary school. I will never die young. I know my children shall die young, and my children, even though if they are studying school in abroad, they will go school. What I just say? So that if you are here, you never go school. You need to go school because it's very important. Now, and school of spiritual education now to teach you the thing that your lecturer in that university cannot give to you. I'm giving you now. You find a room that's no window, and has no light. And you just come out, wake up. You are inside coffee. Number what? Am I number 5 now? Okay. Number 4. If you see yourself in the dream, where you are flying, Some of you, sometimes enemy pursue you. So you just fly. It's good, nothing bad on it, but the end determines. If you are flying, suddenly, by the time we landed in a place that we don't know anybody. We see people's faces, there are many. We look, all the faces. You don't know anybody among them. You are in the midst of dead people. If you don't quickly do what I'll tell you later, whether today or next, I'll tell you the whole truth. The best thing you know will last more than 1 month. Ordinary fever, just small fever. That's small. If you go to hospital, doctor say, no, nothing. Just take small drug, it will be okay. The same person here say, he sleep, now we come again. He's already in the midst of journey of no return. Number 6. Am I correct? Number 5. Correct. You are following me. If you see yourself in the seat of the dream, you are in the queue. And as somebody sit down with one sit at table or sit down a chair and then carry one long paper, a writing name. Yes, come. You write the person's name. You go. Yeah, the next. And you sit in that queue. You didn't come from that queue. In that queue, you didn't do your turn. You are among the people that will die that year. Before the end of that year. One of my sons here, I thank God, God don't give him deliverance over death for life. He had kind of dream 2 years ago. That's when I'm 16. Before that thing happened to him in the church. And he told me, Daddy, he had that dream 2 times. I seen myself in the dream. Where people kill. He did for me too. And they are writing me. They are writing me. About to reach his turn, you wake up. I laugh. And I pray, terminate that young girl. Sir, would it be this? Which kind of prayer did they pray? Hey, no sick, nothing happened. Which one? Hey, you know, go die. I terminate dead. I understand. Because me, You know, everything I see, I'll tell you. Some people know her mind. The Bible says, fear keep before death. But I will do my oath on your behalf. I pray that prayer for them, my youngest son. Pray for him seriously. People of God. It happened to him in the church 2016. He just walked out of the midst and fought and died in the church. Where there's nobody around. My dream, I tell me, and I understand. I quickly do what I do on his behalf. That's why if we're in the church, I say it again and again. You say, in the dream, and you are happy. Or in the dream, you are forgetting, you are happy. Goat, cockroach is better than you. The day this will happen to you, will happen to you unexpected. Because you don't see what is coming. You don't see what already happened. You don't see what is ahead. Then you go opinion and tell the person unexpected. So he told me, and I walked in. And I said, call me for so day. And she did. And the final day I prayed, I said, it is over. And truly, 2 months later, it happened to him. Today, it's alive. Some people don't have that grace to see, or some see it in other sun and quiet on his own. Not teaching people like ignorance and stupidity. Some people that they know everything. I know we pray, I can pray. I know Bible. Some people, they read Bible, say they are studying Bible. You don't know anything. Until the day, what you not buy will come and buy you. You know that they don't know anything. Today is alive. Today is living. Today, what enemy say you will never have in life, you don't have it now. You will have many big things ahead tomorrow in Jesus' name. You know the God and the boy, my son is somebody humble. He says, listen, let's go and tell my dad in the Lord. So this is a key of work, a key of promotion. Answer is no. It's a journey of death. Number 6. If you see something like in the spirit, not everybody will be a prophet, go open your eyes to see physical. So a prophet in the dream, like Joseph, to show you your tomorrow. I think God begs because of God. Take your dream very, very serious. Very, very important. You see yourself inside a vehicle. That's a 2 vehicle that control the destiny of a man. 1, bus is a vehicle. 2, car is a vehicle. Listen very carefully so that you don't miss it. If you see yourself inside car, like that kind of car of my children, the park now, what is Camry? See yourself, your wife, are only you alone, other people in the car, you are driving. That's the journey of success. That's the journey of progress. That's the journey of prosperity. That's the journey of goodness. That one is very good. Now, if you see yourself inside bus, Sienna, all these long bus, I don't know their name, all these long bus, if you see yourself inside, and people are there, you sit down for the back, or sit down for the middle, or sit down for the front. Can I explain? If I'm the back, represent your day, it is your tongue. In the back, they put the coffee. If I'm the middle, where conductor is to sit down, or in the middle, that means say, death is coming. You go kill someone before you die. That means somebody in the family about to go. The day they bury that person, two weeks later, you two follow. You will not see yourself in the front of the vehicle or bus. Represent, see, go and evangelize and whistle for me so that I can cancel death that's coming ahead of you. Am I communicating? Anybody like that in the front, quickly and evangelize and willing so for church every day, on doing so, then the disaster will be canceled and be minus. failed to do it, I am sorry. That's the journey of death. Number 7. You're saying the spirit, where does the occasion? A party is going on. Just people are eating. People are just eating. You don't know single faces. They are celebrating your death. They are celebrating your death. It's you. Number 8. If you know the people there, you can be a relation, relative, you see there. But if there's anybody that you know in the family, you know, see there. And that person will die here. That's something you do that will damage it, that will cancel it. Are you following me? Now, if there's somebody now want to kill you, who after you to terminate your life? How do you know? I don't tell you the ignorance of yourself. I don't tell you the signal you can see in the spirit. And I want to tell you, if somebody after you want to kill you, or somebody is going up and down after your life and your family, or somebody close to you or new to you, like a Judah after Lord Jesus Christ, like Goliath that's taken for the head of David, like Pharaoh, who's an army that seek for the head of Moses in the Red Sea, like Jezebel, who chased Elijah and seeking to subdue Jehu, to kill Jehu. Well, Jehu killed her and the blood suffered on the ground. So, if there's anybody like that in your life, who's a wizard, Babalawo, Afar, who's going to record yourself? Or your church member, who's this guy who pretends to become Christian, but is the enemy of the church? How do you know that somebody somewhere is seeking death for your behalf? Number 1. If you only dream, you see gone after you, then you gone to be chasing you. Gone. Our person shoots you the dream. That somebody somewhere is taking your name to kill it, or is calling your head for killing, or you want to take somebody that will make you to cry all your life. Your breadwinner's children want to kill the person before you. 2. If you only see a dream where your motor gets accident, while driving or you're inside the vehicle, it just gets accident. They gather in one accord in Coven. They are calling your head for death. Today, if you see yourself when you stand in the dream and you see a pit, you see they dig a pit, you look at it, you didn't enter inside, you don't look at it, you wake up, or you are going, you wake up, you see it, that somebody already concluded the issue, that say you shall surely die before your time. Or you see where fire is burning, you just burn. If I have the bomb, people are running, everywhere are running. You try to quench it, you cannot quench it. You wake up. The dead has come in, terrible people of God. Somebody, you have nailed your name in a place that, whether you travel or you sleep, you can shout, and that's the end. Somebody that call your inner man for spirit of death. Or you say sham, you say anything to make sure it's still your end. It's many that if I bring the measure today, I will not give room to what I want to do here. But what other thing that you can see who caused plane crash, motor crash, and other crash? if you see it, you know this is what you want to happen. You go to terminate, or you not travel with so that thing that year. You listen to me, oh. When I feel they look up and I hear like this, hey, I'm tell something will help you tomorrow. I'm going to look at yeah. What? Now you won't want to be that. God know I'm telling you what will help you tomorrow. You cannot get what I'm telling you today anywhere. That is my own calling. Okay. The secret you know will guide you. Now to be a slave to a prophet or pastors. You want to serve you. Now, if you see where in the dream, bowling ball, or this thing where she needs to play, or need to do wedding, what do you call that thing? Blow, you just go up, suddenly just bust. That means if that person enter plane that year, you no go return. Because of you or her, the plane will crash and everybody will die. We still are staying in the airport. We enter plane. And plane fly. It didn't land, you come out. But you still say the plane they fly, you wake up. I meet your pastor. I'm telling you now. So I'll go to sleep. People say, oh, don't dream. He will go to London. Not true. But that London, you know, will come back again. It's a dead, complete dead. Now, if you see somebody like you wear the same cloth like you in the dream, the same uniform, you don't look like you, but you wear the same cloth like you, and suddenly you don't see him again, that's a sign of accident. The person will get motor accident that year. Quickly, meet your pastor, and do, if you know what to do quickly before too late. If you see red something in your dream, red oil, red cloth, see, you represent the tragedy that will cause havoc. It's already at hand. Quickly wake up and do things that will tell you later before you're too late. That's why the Lord told us in Psalm 79, verse 11, He said, I will preserve those who are appointed to die. That's why I get my topic. The enemy that already complete the assignment. I attended a wedding in the East some years ago. I went for family deliverance. But the now tell me that family member will do wedding next tomorrow. I went to listen to Abuja on Friday. Okay, let me go attend the wedding. But I'm from there going to come back to Abuja. Beloved, they don't invite me. I just invited myself by people that invite me to the family adoration deliverance. In the church, when Prince, that's father, am I correct at all? They are joined the lady together. Where I sit down, they wash the whole church. After they don't carry, they are listening. They need to do like this. Maybe they will bring smoke. After they don't do that one, I just see the lady. They do bye-bye to the husband that married to her. Say, oh, bye-bye. I'm not sleeping again. I put my face again. No. I stand up. The person that invited me to adoration deliverance, come inside the church, say, come. This guy. Immediately after the wedding, you die. Then, please, I've been a reverend father. They should tell us to stand up and jump together and pray reversing dead. Is it in this place? Didn't it do? What can I do now? That's okay. In the session, I'll know what to do. So I just cry for mercy. And then people of God, in the reception, and I tell the same person, when I tell the chairman, he said, no, Reverend Father already prayed for them, and the prayer already covered. I said, no. Where in the church, where they do that thing they do for everybody, I see it. Reverend Father, I don't see it. please, so that this boy will not be a weeping for the rest of his life. The next thing they do, they say, everybody stand up. Any fake man in this place? They pray that God is more angry with them. I say, well, God, am I a fake man? Fine. So I tell the person, I say, should be now your nephew. What shall I say? If you stay 2 weeks for this wedding, that means say I deceive all of you. And then I left to Abuja here. They finish. They are coming back from the wedding. People of God. In before Lokoja or before Mutala Beach. Don't remember. Trailer, that time they never do the road they are doing now. Trailer leave the old road. He dodged first motor, touch motor, the old motor, he crashes. And together. There's many signals. No, God no interest of death of anybody, both unbeliever or believer. Ignorance that leads to death of many. It's what I'm teaching today. You can take it serious before God. Anybody who after you, they are wasting their time. Which food that lead to death in the dream? Let me hold that one. Because I want to thank God. By grace of God, I tell you that one Sunday. If I like, I will start it on Wednesday. It determines how God lead me. Because you are not member months. I want to tell you secrets of life. That will help you, and help your future. A children of mystery, they are children of champion. So, there's a different food that enemy give as a poison. People eat in the dream, and they will kill them for their time. If they give to you, eat it. What to do? You go backfire the giver and kill the caterer. I pray for somebody who stand like me, who believe in me. Any caterer assigned in our dream, any caterer assigned dream of our relation and relatives, any caterer who assigned dream of our brother and sisters, our children, our wife, our husband, in the name above other name, caterer shall eat his food and die. The one you have been eating before today, or you are eating before I explain to you, for you to die, it shall buffer the giver. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sit down, children of God. Don't let the pastor deceive you. Now that you eat the food in the dream, go and buy the same food and eat at the same day. I tell my children that some Christian pastor that you don't watch in the TV. Because what they are preaching is like, may I carry stone and stone the TV, God, you know, go touch their head. They are preaching lies. They waste many lives and kill many destiny. Please, I beg you, try to understand the thing of the Spirit. If you know it, you will not fall. What many of you are facing today, what are making you never go to where God is to reach, is because something you don't know. There is against you before I know you. Position you are today is not God's plan for your life. It's the first time I'm telling you that behind everything. There are some food you eat, you will never know riches again for life. Riches, you go far from that person for life. It's a food. In the dream, and pastor tells you, if you eat it, go and buy the same food. I eat it physical. May God help us in Jesus' name. Please. Nothing keeps us like ignorance. I think God beg you. What is it? So I'll continue whether Wednesday or Sunday. So that the solution, what to do what not to do, I'll tell you. If you follow it, you don't need to go and meet anybody. You go be small pastor of yourself. You don't need to be joined to church, to church, church, church. What is your problem? There's no big pastor anywhere. It's only big God that's everywhere. No pastor has any power without God giving to him. Try to train yourself. Try to know it. Know how to do it. Know how to reverse it. Know how to block it. Know how to terminate it. I am telling you the whole truth. If you know this, you will go far in your life. All this suffering, what do I see today? What do you see today? Do not. You will live in the dream. Anywhere you go, the test will come back. You get the best answer to the interview. That's how they get back to you. Now the food. They are thankful. What they call the caterer or the wizard. When they will give to child of God, you could sit down, you could eat as papa papa. And they will tell you to wake up in the morning, you need the same food. The question is this. When they prepare that food, are you there? Do you know where they prepare the food? I pray for you. May you well start at your pastor in Jesus' name. I beg you. His sister came to me years ago. He eats one food that I don't mention now. I'll mention to you because I don't know who's in the church. I don't know whether who's are here. I don't know. I don't come and tell something. I come and start to attack you. I know what is sure. If anybody come here in evil intention to use my message against my member, against my family, unless you are above God. If you go above you, he shall pass you and kill you. That amen is very low. If Judas can be enemy of Jesus Christ, don't trust anybody in the church. Don't know who is who. You eat that food, you go to this grammar church. I will not mention the name. And then he eat the food, he came to me, and I tell this person, please, do just do prayer. Go to my former church and do deliverance. That time there's no church. And she's ready to do. And we go tell the pastor because he's a senior worker in that church inside town. Pastor say, No. Go and buy the food. Let me say the food never sits in your house. Eat it. And she come back to me on Tuesday. How did you say you need to go? Why? The pastor said that where I stop, I didn't start. That I don't know what I'm saying. You should go and buy the food and eat it that day. I said, what do you do? He said, you buy the food and eat it. I said, you know what? Leave. When trouble comes, let me see whether your pastor can deliver you. You know, reach 3 months. A young girl that prepared for marriage has soon begin to beat. They'll go everywhere. Nothing. They don't see anything. Nothing. He carries someone like a woman who carries 9 months pregnancy. There's nothing pastor can do. And that thing kill her. Stand your feet. Please don't be ignorant of your Christianity. Don't even explain you grammar and to deceive you or to deceive you. I take God for you. There are things you need to know. There are things you need to know for your tomorrow. No matter enemy try you, if you understand the game enemy play, enemy cannot get you. The first prayer point, those who are appointed to die, join hands together with your neighbor. And pray like this. Say, any finished work of dying young in my life, your way is not enough. Why are you praying like I'm begging you? That's not manifest now. That manifests against me tomorrow or in my future. Over my life, over my wife, over my children, over my grandchildren. Where my son-in-law? My daughter-in-law? Where my children? What she doing in my house? Where my parents? My mother? My mother's children? My mother's grandchildren? My mother's son-in-law? My daughter-in-law? My mother's children? In love, our church member. From new baby, father and mother, pregnant woman, baby in the womb, man and husband, every children, every teenager, any youth, any adult, any workers, married man, married woman, their children, their grandchildren, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, and their children of this church. You are a liar. Scatter! In the mighty name of Jesus. Scatter by fire. This month, next month, scatter by fire. I beg you to pray that prayer. Scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Pray that prayer very well. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Who are having agreement and pray like this. Say, every graveyard assigned over my destiny. Swallow your dinner. I want you to pray that prayer very, very well. Please, I beg you, pray your wife, your children, your mother, children. Please follow them. Because I don't know whose enemy is targeted. Please. Every graveyard assigned over my destiny. Swallow your digger. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Let him fire. Let him fire. Let him fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Go out your voice like this. Go out of my father's house.
I know you are talking.
Can you say it again? Seeking for the head of my defeat. Wherever you are a liar. I shall bear you this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Go out of my father's house. Seeking for the head of my defeat. Seeking for the head of the head of my wife. Go the head of the head of my life. By the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Lay your eyes and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Jezebel of my mother's house. That sits over the soul of my Jehu. Can you say it again? Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Command her to scatter. Cast out the fire. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Scatter, 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 scatter. I beg you to pray the prayer. Jesus' name, pray. Please pray. Something happened in the spirit. Pray. Say this song. Do I pray? Every Judah account of my father's house. Every Judah account of my mother's house. There is no happy to receive good thing. Can you say it again? Can you help me to shout out prayer loud and clear? Your end has come. Hear the word of the Lord. Kill yourself now. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer very well. Your end has come. Your end has come. Your end has come. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. I command to kill yourself now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Kill yourself by fire. 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 Aha. Uh-huh. In Jesus' name we pray. Declare this. Like King Saul. Your voice is too cool. Any man or woman in my father's family, my mother's family, in my wife's father's family, my mother's family, that want to use a dead person to kill me. You are a liar. Turn against each other. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Turn against each other and die. Turn against each other and die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray very well, pray very well. In Jesus' name, pray. Every wicked of my stepmother, the vow that my mother shall bury her children. That our children shall bury her. You are a liar. You are a liar. Wherever you are, whatever you are, I command you this month, die in the name of Jesus. My wicked mother, who shall say, my mother shall bury her children. Her grandchildren, her son, daughter, and her children, who say our own children shall not die young, and our children shall bury at old age. You are a liar. Hear the word of the Lord. This month of September, I command you to die. I command you to die. Like a Jezebel. Die! Yes! Yes! Die, 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 die. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Like Isaac at Golivet and sits alive. Say it again. Whether death like it or not, me and my mother's children, my mother's grandchildren, my mother's son-in-law, my mother's son-in-law, my mother's children, we shall bury our parents in old age, in prosperity, good health, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Like Isaac, whether they like it or not, only they hear the Lord. Whether they like it or not, I am my mother's children. My mother's grandchildren. My mother's grandchildren. We shall bury our parents in old age, in success, in progress and good health, in prosperity, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Put finger in your mouth and pray like this. Satanic wicked meat from the coven, from the swing altar, thrust into my mouth. Can you say it again? Can you say loud and clear? Order to poison my body. Order to destroy my life. Order to kill me for my time. You are a liar. By fire. In the name of Jesus. By fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. By fire. By fire. Louder, 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 louder. Let it backfire, 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 aha! Forever and ever, let it backfire! In Jesus' name we pray. Obi, I look at me. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Do that 3 times. Whatever planted in my body, whatever progress in my body, that never manifests now, that manifests tomorrow, to destroy me, to kill me, to waste me, to demote me. You are a liar. Hear the word of the Lord. Don't fire your sender. In the name of Jesus. Don't fire, don't fire, don't fire. Don't fire your sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to pray that prayer. What's happening in my life? Name we pray. Witchcraft, victory, and revelation over my life, over my career, over my family, over my church, over this altar. You are a liar. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and reject it. Reject it, reject it, reject it. Let it backfire. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you shout this one like this? My life. Hear the word of the Lord. You shall not be a football in the leg of my enemy. Can you say it again? You are not saying you want you to say it. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Please pray that prayer very well. Very, very well. Pray for your mother's children. Your mother's grandchildren. Pray that prayer. Say pray the prayer. Oh, you my love. Love my wife. Love my children, my grandchildren. My daughter, my children's children. Hear the word of the Lord. We shall not be a football in the leg of our enemies. Shall not be a football physically, spiritually, and financially. You shall not be a football in the leg of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Take something like this. Say, my life. Your voice is going down. My life. Hear the word of the Lord. You shall not be hanged back in the shoulder of my enemy. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Never in life. You shall not be hanged back in the head of my enemy. In the shoulder of my enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. My life, not my wife, not my children. My grandchildren. My son, my son, my children, children. We shall not be handbag. In the name of our enemies, in the name of our enemies. We shall not. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not be handbag. In the hand of our enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, not least. Before you pray for the children, you pray like this. My life. Hear the word of the Lord. You shall not be handkerchief in the hand of my enemy. Because of time, I know it's really a deep prayer for you. But let me explain this one for you. How many of you have handkerchief there? Me, I've let me see. You know the meaning. But as Allah, if you are feeling sweat, what do you do? If you finish, what do you do? Eh? If you know the dance, can you take it? People's life is like that. Their life is handkerchief in the hand of the enemy. Enemy determine what will come, what will not come. Enemy determine what they will be, what they will not be. Because enemy turn their life inward, and they are controlled by the hand of the enemy. I want to pray very well. And not to suffer in life that handkerchief. If you have that in your eyes, now you go do the work. If you have anything, sometimes people go, oh, handkerchief. And put that people stand there. Hey, some people, every suffering of life, enemy dropping on top of their head. You better pray for your own good. My life! Hear the word of the Lord! You shall not be handkerchief in the hand of my enemy. Please, please, very well. A young man, years ago, is his first child. No, his second child. Very intelligent, God-fearing, very good. One of the youngest sister, it belonged to Curtis, or not to the whole family. He told his no brother to junior brother. His junior brother go and go out and wear pants, wash pants and bezier for junior sister. Because the junior sister husband have money. Want to go to the airport? Come and take my husband to the airport. Until she meet Pastor Murphy 22 and 6. Very intelligent of suffering. Will not be a portion of Jesus' name. please pray. He prayed this prayer that year. He began that prayer, go and pray it. Suddenly, in answer, he said, and your sister, enter fight. In the dream. Fighting heavily. He fight. No way. Angel not appear. See, if you defeat your sister today, everything that is lost in your life will return. Now behind all your problems. Eh? Now behind my problem. Now your rock will carry stove. His sister has scattered in the dream. And she wake up. According to him, by the time she wake up in the morning, who knocked the door? A junior sister. So you are too wicked. He said, you can kill me. Say, how? And now I remember the dream. After the prayer point like this, I say, pray it again. He prayed again. Pray it again. Now so the sister husband entered trouble. She begin to go down. My son begin to go up. There's somebody here today. You see what that's going up that makes you to be going down. Power will change her today. Power will change her today. My Lord! Hear the word of the Lord! You shall not be accursed in the hand of my enemy. In the name of Jesus. We pray, I must pray the prayer. Louder. Louder. You shall not be accursed. In the hand of my enemy. Never. You shall not pay that forever. Forever and ever. You shall never be a captain of our enemies. I beg you to pray that way. Let me pray. Look at me. Quiet, don't be offended. If there's no room today, take it. If there's room, fine. Do like this. Pass! In my father's family. Pass! In my mother's family. Pass! In my wife's father's family. Pass! My mother's family. That you see my star. To prosper. You see my destiny. To excel. You are a liar. I see the sword of fire. Da! In the name of Jesus. Kill it. Pray that prayer, by the way. Die. Beat him to death. Die! In Jesus' name, pray. If my man will start like this, woman, quiet. I'll give you your own. Say. Any member among my wife's family that is a witch. Can I hear you now? That make me to be like this. Your end has come. Die. Hold on. Maybe no room now. Don't forget. Woman, sister, see like this. Any member of my other family. That is a wizard. That hold the key of my greatness. Hear the word of the Lord. Fall down.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, everybody together on your own. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead. Go ahead and pay that prayer. Aha! Louder. Die! Open your mouth and pray. Die. Oh yes. Pray. Louder. In Jesus' name, pray.
Sister and woman, say it like this.
Any enemy or the program of my husband in my family, Rodman. Don't forget. Men, say it like this. Every power in my wife's family. Any power in my own family. They are attacking the grace of my wife. They are attacking the program of my wife. Your end has come. Sleep. Die. Let's go. Oh yeah. Louder. Everybody, oh yeah, pray. Pray your own. Today is today. Pray very well. In Jesus' name, pray. You declare like this. Combine the power of my family. My wife's family. They are working to kill my children. They are working to kill my children. Thunder of God. Allah. And kill them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Thunder of God arise. Kill them. Louder. Jesus' name, pray. Do that in. Like Jehu. Witchcraft of my father's house. Like Jehu. Witchcraft of my mother's house. Like Jehu. Witchcraft of my wife's father's family. My wife's mother's family. Witchcraft in this church. That is free to let us move forward. That blocks our answer prayer. That sends us to years of God in our lives. You are a liar. By the anointing of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Die. Aha. Die by fire. I beg you, pray that prayer. Pray very well. by fire. Die. In Jesus' name they are dead.
To our children now. Judges chapter 14, 5 to 6. Judges 14, 5 to 6. Judges 14. Sister, can you help us first?
Praise the Lord. Judges chapter 14, from verse 5. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done.
You cry to God. Your hand to God right now. Every wicked animal, outside, inside, in our company, in our church, I stand over our children to kill them, to harm them, to hurt them, like Samson. Die! In the name of Jesus. Die! Animal darkness! Attacking our children, physically, spiritually, to terminate their life, to kill for their time, to cut their life short. You are a liar, like all your Samson. Die! Open the page very, very well. In Jesus' name we pray. Any man or woman that turned to animal to kill our children, to put snakes in their body, to see them to witchcraft, to turn and see them against us, you are a liar. Now order something. Die! In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Let me this place. They are too small. Die! In Jesus' name we pray. Take it now for all the men and women. Anytime you dream, dog is attacking you. You just see dog in your dream. No good. I'm still coming to that one. The day I preach, general dream. No good at all. At all. So, you that us. We swear that behind that dog, you doubt in dog. Whether rat or, you know, rat, every time poverty. So, seeing the dream is no good. Wake up with this verse and pray that prayer. The owner of the rat, both in self and self, in death shall be announced. So please, any animal at all, see the tree. Please, read it fast. I think God beg you. Try to know this. If you know it, your life will be different. And you achieve your goal and reach your goal in life. That amen, like you don't agree. Amen. What I call today? Mystery prayer. Am I fire? When I call today, I show me I no go for it. Because the way you are looking at me, you are not, don't vex, I beg. If we cannot do like this, and they will not see God. I know that one day choir will donate money and buy me bus. If you are jealous, you better say amen to yourself too. We're not jealous. All right. Remove your shoe for your leg. Sit down. Because my daughter, they are begging me to sit down. They are wasted. So I understand. Sit down. But don't cross your leg. If you cross it, what will happen to your leg? Now you cross it. Don't cross your leg, please. And sit down properly. And join hands together with your neighbor. I'm praying like this. Are you ready? You say this before you pray. Say, as it's written. Isaiah 3 verse 11. As it's written. Isaiah 3 verse 11. The Bible says, woe to the wicked. It shall be unto them according to the work of their hand. It is written. Psalm 7 verse 11. The Bible says, anger of God is against the wicked every day. It is written. Psalm 7 verse 15 to 16. The Bible says, who set a trap, it shall fall. Inside a trap, their mischief, it shall fall upon them. Therefore, any wicked man, wicked woman, know or knowing, under the sun, under the moon, under the star, in the four corner of the universe, in my father's family, my mother's family, my wife's father's family, my mother's family, they are blocking my progress. They are blocking my new level. They are blocking my next level. They are blocking my prosperity. They are blocking my joy. They want to keep all my time. They want to cause harm in my family. They want to cause havoc, disaster, tragedy, calamity, accident. They want to bring weeping and sorrow to my church and my home, to my family. They want me to suffer tomorrow. They want to put me in cage. They want to break my life. You are a liar. Because you are wicked, God is against you. Therefore, let it be unto you according to your work. In the mighty name of Jesus, go ahead and pray that prayer. It shall be unto them according to their work. It shall turn against them. Walk against them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Pray that prayer very well. It shall be unto them according to the work of their hand. It shall turn against them. Reverse against them. Back against them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I beg you to pray that for everyone. Whether I know them or don't know them, it shall be unto them. Pray that for everyone. Louder, 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 louder. Pray that prayer very well. In Jesus' name we pray. Any man or woman who come up from a mother womb without no shoe, without no sandal, without no slippers, that want to ridicule my life, that want to reject my life, that want to turn my life upside down, oh God, arise and destroy them today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let God arise and destroy them today. Let God arise and destroy them today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whether you go home, you are unwilling. That want to take my life. Only let my wife and my children, my grandchildren. Only let my children, children. Want to live upside down. You are a liar. Let God arise and destroy the life today. And destroy the life today. Pray that prayer. Pray very, very well. With every strength, you pray very, very well. In Jesus' name, we pray. Like Moses in the Red Sea, my Father. Let all my prayer provoke God today. Like Moses in the Red Sea, my Father, let all my prayer today provoke God in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Lord, all my prayer today for God in heaven. Louder, 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 louder. I beg you to pray that way. In Jesus' name we pray. Like Elijah must come here. Your voice like is getting low. Let my prayer be attention of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Let my prayer be attention of God. Let God pay attention to all my prayers. Oh, I pray today. Let God pay attention to all my prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, so shall it be. Please, throughout this month, it's a mystery prayer. I'll continue on Wednesday. As God receives alive, by the grace of God, it shall be better than last month in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any power that wants to kill you with accident, any power to take turn your joy to sorrow, any power to attack you with accident, or attack you member of our family with accident, accident shall reverse and kill them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Know your children shall die young. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to your life. A day cannot be stopped by man that day not to break. Every day of your life, good things shall be good in your family. The time will come in this church, whether you like it or not. The time will come in this church. You shall be final for every good thing. In the mighty name of Jesus. You shall be a pillar for good thing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether amen, not amen, you will never die or fulfill your destiny. Whatever the suffering you are facing now, as you are sleeping tonight, as God raised yourself back to life, every suffering of your life for years, you will be removed from your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. All those that insult you, mock you because you are suffering, if they look at you, you are like nothing before them. Because they believe they know you all. Like Joseph, you will rule over them. You will rule over them. Rule over them. Rule over them. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree to you, anywhere you travel to from this month, according to Deuteronomy 20 verse 6, if you are going, shall be blessed. Your coming shall be blessed. I pray for your going, your coming, as they shall not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, for coming next Sunday, come with your phone. Everybody, come with your phone. You want to pray a phone prayer. Come with your phone. You will not hold it. Don't hold it. Today, they are calling many people, and after they answer the call, they die. Four policemen don't disappear on Tuesday. They call them. They disappear. So, let them try you and see who and who will disappear. So, please come with your phone on Sunday. Switch your phone off. Put them for your pocket. Immediately, the program started. Abomination. You know, I may pray for Abraham. And he shall leg. And the life is come out of him. Come out of him. Come out of him. Everybody stand up. Where Abraham? Eh? No come today. Abu Selaya. Oh, Abu Selaya. Anybody want to kill him shall kill himself or herself. Jump together. Pray for him. Say any flesh walk of death that will terminate in life. That will kill fine time. Or any trouble that will lead to prison. From prison to death. Terminate away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer for him. Quickly. In Jesus' name, we pray. Somebody have to call him quick now. Let me know what happened. Now. There's a little small boy there. In that children, yeah, that mother is not here. That's a boy, that is the woman that brings that boy. The mother is not here. Please check there. The children there. The mother is not here. The mother of that boy is not here. Who bring the boy? The mother is not here. Who among you bring somebody called as mother? No follow. Are you a mother, my friend? I said the woman. Who's the woman who brings this person to come here? Walk it, don't spoil. Because the woman is to carry in a tie and put for the head of this boy. S will turn to AA now. Nothing I can do. Is there mother that can do it? It's only mother that can. Nothing I can do. It will turn to AA now. The angel is here. He said, where is the mother? He said, where is the mother? Nothing I can do. Where is the mother? The hour has come. God is working here. Where is the mother? Nowhere to find? Good. Do you call Abraham now? Oh, God, arise! The day of God is taken in my life. Oh, God, arise! If the day of God is taken in my life, I shall not be moved. In the name of Jesus. I shall not be missed. By the power of Jehovah, I shall not be missed. Aha! Pray that prayer very well. Louder. I shall not be missed. Pray that prayer very well. I shall not be missed. You will not pray as never in my life. I shall not be missed. In Jesus' name we pray. What I can do? You know why? According to angel said, if I said woman to do it, a baby that's coming from that woman, what come out from the body will enter the baby. You not give birth to that, and baby will be okay. If the mother is sick, it comes from the body of the parents. As you do so, God will turn it to AA. It can never again. Warning to all of you. The day you know that you will not be here with your children, don't come. Don't bring somebody's children here, the mother is not here. It's dangerous, it's terrible. Please, I never had no kind of thing for in my life, nobody today. You should not repeat yourself again after today. Please, I take or beg everybody who can see now. I'm not the one that do that. It's God that will do nothing. I don't have any power. All of you know. Except the mother. That's all. So, your offering now. Quickly. There's no time to waste. I'm not having the power. It's God who has power. Don't look at me like that. Now, God, not me.
Let's talk it out, open and our tithe. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, we appreciate you once again for your power in our midst, God. We bless your holy name today, God. Father, we appreciate you. Even if our ear is filled with the tongue, it's not enough to appreciate you for the wonderful things you are doing in our lives, God. Father, I accept our offering today in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift our offering and our tithes before you today, God. Father, bless it today in the name of Jesus. Let it provoke your wonders and your blessings in our lives in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in our life. For in Jesus' mighty name, pray.
Amen.
Glory be to
nothing hidden before God. That is my gift. That's my calling. That's why I didn't come say, you need to come today. Let you finish him. No. I know I will. I will not be here today. Answer is no. Because of faithfulness, he's the one that cleaned this church. That leg pain is a bastard. I feel like life is going, is going. I don't want to finish it. But thank God, Almighty God, it's not here. And God opened my eyes to see what is happened for you in his house. If I'm your shoe, I will have to say, God, I thank you. To clap for God will be good to only him alone. Amen. That's how you know a true prophet. I'm not a prophet. Am I a prophet? Ankali, am I a prophet? Pastor John, am I a prophet? You call me pastor, prophet, may God deliver you.